American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who was a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you that exceptional American, I suspect you are. I'm not going to be a Schultz here and I know nothing. I'm just going to suspect that. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. We're getting reports now that the Dow is cratering more than 800 points as deadly coronavirus outbreak spreads around the world. Shocking. Since I think I had it a couple weeks ago, by the way, it's like, wow, this is a big deal. So we're pulling this one up right now to get out in front of this. This is from Fox Business. Fox Business. VanEck CEO is optimistic on markets China despite coronavirus. This is what we're seeing right now on the ticker. Dow down 768 points. S&P is down 84, and the NASDAQ composite right now is at -288. That's at least the latest report I have here right now, which is just a couple minutes old. It says the barrage of selling came after South Korea, the country with the third most cases, reported 161 cases on Monday, raising its total number of cases from 763 and its death toll to 2 to 7. from 2 to 7. Italy and Iran said their number of new cases jumped from 152 to 43, respectively. Man. Meanwhile, China's National Health Commission reported 409 new cases and 150 new deaths on Monday, raising those totals to 77,150 and 2,592, respectively. The updated figures came after Chinese President Xi Jinping warned the outbreak would deliver a blow to the Chinese economy. That's where you got the tanking going on. The outbreak of novel coronavirus pneumonia will inevitably have a relatively big impact on the economy and society, Xi said, adding the crisis is a big test for Chinese leadership. Looking at stocks and travel-related names were sharply lower. Delta and United Airlines were weaker, along with cruise operators Carnival and Royal Caribbean and casino operators Wynn Resorts and MGM Resorts International. Okay, so gambling is down. Flying is down. And cruising around the ocean is down. But big technology names also saw heavy selling, with Apple, Facebook, and Amazon seeing notable losses. You know, and again, given their meteoric rise over the last 10, 15 years for all these companies, you know, this is kind of like a little dent. This isn't even a dent. It's just a little scratch mark on the skin, if you know. Meanwhile, drug makers working to develop vaccines and treatment for the coronavirus gained. And okay, so that's obviously those stocks are going to go up. So this is what's happening. It says Dow creators almost 1,000 points. Now this has just changed. This is now just changed from 800. I'm seriously, it's just as I'm sitting here. They changed the headline on me, okay? So because it says Dow creators almost, now it says Dow creators 800 points. That's what it said before. Now it says Dow creators almost 1,000 points. So they just changed this. And this actually came from Fox Business, but it also, the Dow Index information came from there. So this is just now happening as we speak, and live radio right here in your very face. I'm sorry, your very ears. We're not on TV, not yet. But this is a big deal. So we are absolutely flabbergasted by all this. And right now, on the live tick, down 773. Not 1,000. It's okay. So that, why don't they just say 773? Because it's, you know, by the time they put the article out, if they say yeah, it's down almost 800. Well, 773. That's, you know, pretty close to 800. And now they go on and say it's 1,000, almost 1,000. Well, if it's in the 900 range, I'd say it's 1,000. But that's where we're at right now. So hold on to your wallets, right? Hold on to your wallets. Boy. Anyway. We're going to be doing something here. Yep. Anyway, we got all kinds of stuff going on. And we got I'm perusing the what do you call it? All over the place. About what's going on here. Okay, so we've got, let me get back into the news of the day and what's going on. We got the president over in India. This is a good thing. The president needs to be in India. And for all of those people that are, of Indian descent in America, which, you know, we got a lot of them. There's no question about it. A lot of people coming to America. This is a great iconic day, if you will. Says President First Lady's India iconic mausoleum following speech to 110,000. That's what happened today. He had a speech in front of they say 110. We're going to say that's the number. That's the best number we can see in front of us right now. So he did a great speech this morning. Well, I guess you would say hours ago. I don't know. It was God, how many hours? I mean, I don't know what the time is over there. I think it's certainly in the evening hours, maybe 10 o'clock in the evening now, something like that. It says, President Trump's First Lady Melania visited the Taj Mahal Monday, hours after the U.S. President gave a rousing speech to more than 110,000 at a cricket stadium in Ahmedabad, India. The President and the First Lady strolled around the grounds of India's most famous attraction, taking in the sights. It was a rare occasion of the President visiting a cultural site on an international visit. Trump, who once owned the Taj Mahal... Okay, see, I forgot all about this. I really did. I forgot all about this. About the, we're going to come back after the break, and we got a little clip here we're going to play about this whole thing. He did own the Taj Mahal Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City, which it was inspired by the Indian landmark, had never visited the site until now. That's pretty cool, isn't it? The president's daughter Ivanka and her husband Jared Kushner were also on hand taking photos in front of the building. Wow. Everybody's got to have their moment in front of the Taj Mahal. It says, earlier, Trump was greeted by large crowds at the rally where he announced a $3 billion deal that will send state-of-the-art military helicopters to the country. The rally titled Namaste Trump was a sequel to Howdy Modi. The Howdy Modi event Trump held with Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Houston last September. Trump's motorcade passed seemingly endless crowds in Ahmedabad, with many cheering and waving American flags like it.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense-Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Ben.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Well, 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 burning down the house, let's talk about the Taj Mahal, right? The Taj Mahal, which is, of course, an iconic landmark. Everybody goes to the Taj Mahal when you go to India, right? Well, it says in the article here, we're talking about this trip that the president is taking right now to India, being received by over 110,000 people at the cricket. And many of you are familiar with soccer, but you're not familiar with cricket or, say, rugby, which rugby is more like a field game such as soccer and football, sort of a cross, I guess you would say, kickety ball in strange ways. It looks like a football, actually, a rugby ball. I played rugby, did a little college football and a college rugby as a club thing. I don't know why in the world I decided to do the head smacking. No helmet required with rugby, by the way. And getting in the scrum, running with the ball. That was always exciting to be able to do that. But anyway, just remembrances. So it's a cricket place. Cricket's a little bit like baseball. And they have a big stadium there, over 110,000 people. So the president shows up there. It's called the Namastasi Trump. Was a sequel to Howdy Modi, the event that Trump had in Houston last September. Anyway, you can we're going to get into this right now. It's a great picture of the people, you know, just packed in the stadium. I like to look at these kind of stadiums. Okay, we're going to play this little clip and see how far we get with it right now. Doesn't look like we're getting very far with it, of course. No. We can't get far enough away from it. That's really what it comes down to. I just love technology, don't you guys? Love technology, but we got it going on now. Here we go. We're going to play this bad boy and see what we got after we get the commercial. Anyway, so the president venturing out in India, I think this is wonderful, actually, that he's going to the Indian people. Now, they say it's the largest democracy in the world. You know, there's that democracy, you know, republic business all over again, right? Here we go.
States and India, such a natural, beautiful, enduring friendship. Indians and Americans are always striving to be greater. So our nations have become thriving centers of culture and commerce and civilization, giving light and vitality to all of the world.
President Trump receiving a very warm welcome during his whirlwind visit to India. The president standing on stage with Prime Minister Modi to tout a strong relationship between both countries and promise an even stronger future.
Trump 2020 Deputy Communications Director Aaron Perini joins us now to explain how resetting relations with India could help the president's standing on the world stage. Aaron, good morning. A big trip. Tell us why this is so important.
Well, what we are seeing with President Trump abroad in India is a strong and strengthening relationship between India and the United States. President Trump on stage announcing the sale of billions of dollars in military equipment, specifically helicopters, to help one of our key allies in India. The president has also touted the fact that there will be trade talks beginning in India. This is a president who's great in the art of the deal making, and he is standing in India as a world leader, as the top world leader, to move America forward and strengthen our ties with India.
You talk about the president mentioning that discussions of a trade agreement anyway would be starting in the initial phases, but the president also made sure to mention two different times, if not more, but two that I heard, that Prime Minister Modi is very tough. So why do you think he made it a point to say that? Because he definitely said that for a reason.
Well, there's no tougher deal maker than President Trump, but he always wants to make sure that the focus is a good trade deal, is one that puts America first and is reciprocal with our partners. And he's not taking any trade deal for granted. He wants to make sure that negotiations are moving forward in this early stage so that the conversations can continue for a prosperous trade deal between India and the United States. The president's the best deal maker out there, though.
India, of course, a lot of protectionist policies in that country. If we look at the balance here of goods and services and trade between these two countries, a deficit of about, $25 billion. The number's getting better. The president wants to get that closer to even, as he always says. How exactly can he do that? What does he have to offer Prime Minister Modi?
Well, the United States is a booming economy and a growing economy, one that any trade partner across the globe would want to get into, an economy and a market that is strong and growing, not only in terms of goods and manufacturing, but export and technology. This is a country on the rise in the United States, so any trading partner should know that when they're going into negotiations with the United States, we are coming from a place of strength when we continue these talks.
Aaron, other countries watching, what do they take away from this? Because, I mean, it was a massive crowd, and they were very excited to see him.
Any country that saw President Trump today in India saw a world leader and a world-class leader. President Trump is a strong force and the strongest force for the American people. Wherever he goes, he brings the message of America first. He is putting our American citizens first on the global stage wherever he goes because that's what he cares about most. He walks into India so that he can extend these relationships and these ties between the American and the Indian people. This is really important across the globe.
What about China? You're talking about manufacturing. We've got this big deal we're trying to work on with China. India is a good option for companies in this country if they want somewhere else to go. How does China view this relationship?
Well, China should know that obviously our relationship with India is strong and growing. Yeah. And obviously, phase one of China trade was a big negotiation and a good first trade deal as we start to work on phase two of China. India should see how that trade deal went, the lengths and the strength with which the United States stepped into that trade deal to make it a fairer trade deal for the United States and for China. China should know that those negotiations going on in India will hopefully yield the same result, a strong trade deal, because America is a strong country and we want trade deals that are putting America first.
All right. Aaron Perini, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, Aaron. Aaron Perini. See, this is, it just makes a lot of sense to go to India as a trading partner and all the other things to take up the slack of what? China. And what has China been up to here in this country? Aha. Get it? India. Large population. I mean, let's get into the historical aspect of, you know, just why the president might want to shift the influences of the United States, the world's largest economy, I might add, why he would feel a little bit more comfortable with talking to India than to China. Right? China has been, you know, we can, I'm telling you, because of even my own relationships in the education business way back in the day, it's a lot easier to deal with honest business people, and I think that if there's one thing that we can see, then certainly in the community I live, we have pretty extremely honest business people from India. They're outstanding representatives of America, actually, as American citizens too. So this is something that a lot of people don't understand. There's still a cultural divide, a knowledge base that we have to overcome here. In this country so that we can further understand that connected dot that the president is making. He understands the wonderful nature of the Indian people, and that's why he's there. So India, you know, everybody says, oh, my gosh, what about this India? Where is it? And all, I mean, nobody knows anything about India until you get there, obviously. I've never been there. But this is some comparative features here. One of the world's most populous countries, China being, of course, the most populous country, but India has a huge population as well, and the population of India. Let's get in the capital, largest city is Mumbai, and yeah, I did have some connections to Mumbai when I was doing the charter school business. Yeah, it was pretty very interesting. I did have a meeting with some people representing Mumbai and about charter schools and stuff. And you know, this is the thing: charter schools are really a fantastic mechanism of education. If it's done right, and the state doesn't get involved, right? That's the especially here in California because they steal everything. Shocking, shocking. See geography. Let's see biodiversity. I think all kinds of things here. We're going to talk about India when we come back. Stay with us.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. It's a21r.com. Also, New California State having its 6th Constitutional Convention. And that's going to be coming up here on the 28th and 29th of this week. This is shocking, absolutely shocking. The wheels of progress are turning. And this is going to be really the 6th and final convention of this nature. There's going to be some other breakout conventions and things that are going to be going on in various regions. We'll talk to you about that information coming up. It's the way in which we logistically have to do things in New California and stuff like that. Because we are having the push, you know, by the way, to become the 51st state. We actually are going to come out of our shell, so to speak, and the New Californians will be coming upon everybody. So just to give you a little shocking information going forward, the situation that we see after the 6th Constitutional Convention, there will be the Constitutional Convention. These are just the subtext to all that stuff. So there will be the 6th Constitutional seventh and final, I guess you can say. I'd like to just say it's going to be the Constitutional Convention. And that will happen probably after in the fall, maybe as we're getting into the election season. You know, we have our own timeline that we have to follow. And our own timeline is different from the election Pretty much is. It kind of parallels it, but you know, we know that timing is everything. It's got to be sublime in order to make this happen. So we're positioning ourselves. Actually, we're pre-positioned. I guess you could. The Constitution is pretty clear about, you know, where we're going now. So we are headed towards statehood. And again, this process of Article 4, Section 3 statehood that we're following, it's very similar to what, you know, you saw with the impeachment thing. Once started, it has to end in, you know, in its own way. And that's the great thing about the Constitution and the constitutional processes. You saw the Democrats use it, and now you're seeing us in New California State using it. It's amazing to watch this whole thing play out. It's just, I got to tell you, just right up front, it is absolutely amazing, and I cannot thank everybody that's involved personally. I'd love to do that, but I can do it on the radio. It's just been incredible as an experience, and of course, it's the people. It's the people who stand up and do it every day and get her done, you know. So anyway, this is the way it's being hammered out right now, that we have this plan. And we will become the 51st state sometime, I believe. We'll get into Congress, certainly after the election. Probably this time next year we'll be in Congress. That's, you know, actually, I think, probably perfect time for which New California will be in Congress. Okay, so let's get into I wanted to get a little bit into India, and I'm just giving you the quick briefing, but I think it's important that you understand some of the dynamics and things like that, so we get into this. The first of all, India, the capital of India is New Delhi, okay, and New Delhi, and the largest city is Mumbai. It's an incredible industrial area, business-oriented area. Like I said, they contacted me about education back in 2009 and 10 from India. I had a meeting with some people who actually were in California and wanted to meet with us from Mumbai. And it was quite an interesting meeting. Boy, they picked our brains. And it was interesting, very, very interesting, obviously, about the education process and what they were thinking about. They were checking into charter schools as a mechanism, at least how the schools were structured, designed, and so on for learning. And it was a pretty good meeting. Actually, it was a very good meeting. Religion-wise, let's go get into this. Official language is Hindi. Recognized religious language are state level and English schedule. So what, you know, that, I'm sorry, eighth schedule. Recognized state level. And what is this state level business? India has, so I've opened this up. Now, India has various official languages at the union and state territorial level. This is important to understand. I guess they have union and state. Union being, what is a union? Must be a county. In state territory level, however, there is no national language in India. The Article 343.1 specifically mentions that the official language of the union shall be Hindi and of course, the form of numerals, blah, blah, blah. So that's, I guess they say it's Hindi. That's the language. And English. The English language is also found. It's a regional variant of English language spoken in the Republic, in the Republics of India, and among the Indian diaspora elsewhere around the world. Okay, so that explains it. Of course, the English colonized India, and it was Mahatma Gandhi who actually forced the hand of the English to leave. And Gandhi was quite the peacemaker. And to get into the whole Mahatma Gandhi thing is incredible. Martin Luther King, yes, studied Mahatma Gandhi. There's no question about it. And of course, non-compliance to violence was, I guess you could say, what Gandhi was all about. But Gandhi is a name, big name. Religion breaks down 79.8% Hinduism, Islam 14.2% Christianity, 2.3% Sikhism, 1.7% Buddhism, goes all the way down here with so on. Demonism's Indian membership in UN, World Trade Organization, so on. Government, federal, listen to this. This is interesting if you're into the New California Movement. Federal Parliamentary Constitutional Republic. It's a republic. It doesn't say democracy there, does it? No. And we're still getting it wrong, aren't we? Okay, so I'm going to give you the definition of how they pop it up with federalism is the mixed or compound mode of government combining a general government with regional governments in a single political system. Okay, so in other words, like, you know, counties to states. Parliament, a parliamentary system or parliamentary democracy is a system of democratic governance of a state where the executive delivers its democratic legitimacy from its ability to command the confidence of the legislature, typically a parliament, and also held accountable for that parliament. There's no bicameralism here, unlike the United States, which has a Senate and which has a House of Representatives in the legislature. That's very unique, the bicameral thing, because that's very American, and it was created by the United, by the Constitution of the United States. And, of course, a republic, form of government in which the county is considered a public matter. So this is where you get the Republican form of government here. Not the the private concern or property of the rulers. See, this is very, very concerning over this, isn't it? The primary positions of power within the republic are attained through democracy, oligarchy, autocracy, and mixed thereof, rather than being unilaterally or unalterably occupied. Isn't that interesting? Republican form of government there. It says, they talk about the president, independence. Oh, independence was the 15th of August, 1947, and the republic was formed on the 26th of January, 1950. Isn't that interesting? So that's the independence from United Kingdom, which was, of course, one of the last giveaways. I think World War II obviously had a big, big thing going on with India and all the things that were happening there. Area is 3 million mile, blah, blah, blah. What's the population? Population estimate is 1,352,000,000. This is an estimate that was up about 200 million since the last census in 2018, just to let you know. And of course, I think India is well over 3 billion. So that'll kind of give you an idea about that. They have, listen to this, an economy of per year of $11 trillion. Shocking. It's the third largest economy in the world behind the United States and China. Now, do you think it might be a good idea to bond with this group? Do you know Trump just doing these numbers? They're just looking at it and go, this just makes a lot of sense. Get away from China because they're stealing us blind, and they have been for 30 years, and they're continuing to be a problem. We got Pompeo going to the governors over 2 weeks ago, and what's he saying? Well, hey, governors, you're in trouble because you've been taking money, payroll, under the table, all this other stuff from the Chi-Coms. And, of course, in that meeting, which was hysterical, if you're watching it, it looks like all these governors are trying to slink under the table and hide. And, of course, they couldn't. It was pretty interesting. The Indian rupee is the currency. And the date format similar to us. Calling code. If you want to call India, it's +91 to begin with. Just the audience. Other things we talked about. The huge history of India. Stay with us.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar. And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. I know that you're all wanting to know what is going to be happening at the convention. Some people have been hard at work putting together the program. And we're going to have, it looks like, representatives from all 56 counties. We're making 56 counties. Did I say 56? I said 56. Okay. This is this is how we're started out. This a beautiful presentation, by the way, and Debbie Cloud and Cindy Muir should be very proud of the work that they've done putting the program together. So we're really going to be talking a lot about that, and so many people are going to be involved with this, and we'll get some. These are the people, of course. Debbie has done a fantastic job with the artwork, and Cindy with getting everything kind of organized and all that good stuff. So we've got now Cindy is the chair of San Luis Obispo, and Debbie Cloud is the chair of Santa Barbara, and does great graphic work, just absolutely stunning. And the program is stunning. It really is. We've got a couple things to tweak on it, just slight, nothing much. But I'll give you kind of the feel for it. First of all, she's got a great opening. We've got the gavel, ready to govern, we the people, February 28th. And 29th, which of course is coming up, San Luis Obispo, California. Now, more information can be had on that by going to ncs51.com and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. The typical, this is what says, why New California? It says that the typical government of California is, the tyrannical government of California is blatantly violating our U.S. Constitution, stomping on our basic rights of freedom and deliberately ignoring the will of the people. New California will restore a constitutional state government controlled by you, the citizens of the United States living in rural California. The rural counties of California virtually have no representation.
New California State does not come to a vote on the ballot. Neither is it the case to take to court. We are following a constitutional process that has been done has not been done since 1861. That's just kind of like the warm-up. But some of the key features of this, who's going to be there, is going to be really kind of key. Mike Huckabee, he's going to be there as one of the keynote speakers. Chris Street, international economist, writer, has worked in the world of national and international finance. And Agnes Gibbony is currently running for California's 31st Congressional District. Her son, Ronald Da Silva, was 29 years old in 2002 when he was shot and killed while standing in his own driveway in California by a gang member and an illegal immigrant. We're going to be talking about that. Other keynote speakers, Paul Preston, shocking me, and Chris Ann Hall. But we also have a whole gallery of other things happening, which is going to be kind of cool. We've got some kids coming, the youth movement, so to speak. Jim and Jake Palm, Joseph Anderson, Michael Whitaker, just to mention a few names. I'm just putting out the names here, guys. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle.
with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Better turn up the volume here. I'm sitting here talking to myself. No volume up, you know. All right. You know, it's just a technical issue. Just a technical. Anyway, so we've got a lot to cover here in the next hour. We're going to be talking about California, New California, the national scene out there, all the different things that are going on. It's just an absolute struggle right now, isn't it, for Bernie Sanders? Do you feel the burn? I think the Californians are going to feel the burn. You know what I mean? Yep, I think that's going to happen. Oh, we got some other things going on. Obama DHS whistleblower found dead with gunshot wound to the chest, and they're calling it suicide. I don't know, stranger. I do not know how that all works out. Anyway, latest Trump tweet. Let's see if I can get a Trump tweet in here. Because he's halfway around the world. That must just be a thrill to be halfway around the world making a speech about the United States and being received so well. You know, it's amazing. This is Washington Examiner, Party of Jobs. Ted Cruz predicts blue collar boom will make difference for GOP in 2020. Party of Jobs, Ted Cruz predicts this. He celebrated the Republican Party's hold on blue-collar voters ahead of the 2020 presidential election. Well, you know, the thing is, they got jobs, right? And that's the key thing. These people have jobs. And, you know, that's why I say, you know, people are saying, what about these homeless people in New California? How are you going to handle that? Well, we're going to get them jobs. You know, this is not that we're going to get them an apartment. We're going to tax everybody. We tax everybody. The money goes to the state, of course. And then they go and buy public housing. The projects. We used to call them the projects. I lived in the projects for a while in Pennsylvania. I know what that's like. In the projects, and we were called the project people. Boy, were they people looking down on us. And yeah, I grew up in that. I got it. Used to put pennies on the railroad tracks, and the coal cars would come by, the coal trains would come by and flatten out the pennies. Then sometimes we'd get coal that would fall off the trains, so we kept warm. Yeah, I remember these things. President Donald Trump, this is GOP administration, is committed to helping Americans struggling with mental illness. Good opinion. Trump takes a stand on the mentally ill. His budget proposes to end a 55-year-old ban on Medicare funding for institutional care. This is something else. Criminal justice reform in America. This is going to be interesting. Alicia Marie Johnson tells the stories of three women. Oh, yes, I saw that. I actually saw that. She's one of the ladies that was given, I believe, a pardon. Another one, GOP. What is going on here on the Democratic side is this is a nomination process being run by the extreme left-wing fringe. Okay, that's another one. So just some of the Trump tweets. So I thought I'd share some of those with you. He's, again, I think, leaning on the Republican Party and also Ted Cruz and others to kind of fill in some blanks because he's out of town. For some people, good riddance, you're gone, you're out of town, Donald Trump, and there's no more tweets coming from Trump. Boy, I got to tell you, though, those tweets will be pent up when he gets back. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, to be strong, America, be strong. We are exceptional Americans, and thank God for that.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.